Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for August 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Rates and Water Notices now online. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Flavours Returns. Tasting packages on sale Thursday the 1st of September. Track 7, New Local Census Data, Trends and Changes Revealed. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Conserving Our Local Heritage, Funding Available. Track 10, Track Your Water Consumption with Your Water. Track 11, Mudgee Arts Precinct Launches New Exhibition. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, August to September. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for August 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Rates and Water Notices now online. Customers can now opt to receive their water and rate notices by email rather than post. Council has partnered with Payrec, PAYREQ My Bills, to electronically deliver rates and water notices directly to your preferred email account. As well as email, customers can also opt to receive their notices via online banking, BPayView, or their preferred accounting software. Electronic notices save on time and paper and help customers to easily track and manage their bills more effectively, as well as helping businesses with reconciliation, making payments quicker and easier. To register to receive your rates and water notices via email, visit Council's website or scan the QR code. You will need the registration number located on the front page of a previous notice and the customer name that appears on the notice. The numbers: $45 million total rates and annual charges levied per year, $5.5 million total water notices levied per year, 15,795 number of properties in the region, 48,000 number of rates notices each year including installments, 34,000 number of water notices each year. There is a large illustration showing a customer's hands holding a smartphone with their recent rates notice displayed on the screen. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. Planning is well underway for Flavours of Mudgee next month, and we're expecting a big crowd for the first event in 3 years. Whilst Flavours is a free event, make sure you purchase your tasting tokens to sample from our amazing stall holders. Token packages on sale from the 1st of September. More information on Track 6. The major rain event experienced early last month has caused extensive damage to the region's road network. There will be delays as our teams assess the network and resources are allocated to undertake repairs based on priority. We ask for your patience as we work to make repairs as quickly as possible. We've recently had some questions about movies screened at Mudgee Town Hall Cinema. The theatre is a community sub-run theatre, which means it must screen movies following their distribution in commercial cinemas, generally 2 months after their release. The benefit of this means we're able to offer more affordable ticketing prices. The cinema is a wonderful community initiative, and I'd like to thank both Rotary Clubs and their volunteers for their work to ensure this cinema experience is available for residents. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Flavours Returns. Tasting packages on sale Thursday, the 1st of September. Flavours of Mudgee tasting packages will be available for purchase online from the 1st of September. Flavours of Mudgee is a free event. However, a tasting package allows you to sample offerings from the stallholders. A tasting package includes 5 tasting tokens and a souvenir Flavours of Mudgee glass for $25. The $10 kids package includes 3 tokens to select food vendors as well as a souvenir cup. Both packages can be purchased online from the 1st of September. Flavours of Mudgee will be held on Saturday the 24th of September between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. in Church and Market Streets. More information, including packages and stallholder details, are available at flavoursofmudgee.com.au or by following the event on Facebook. There is a large photo of Mudgee CBD with a clock tower, hills in the background. In the foreground are crowds of attendees at Flavours of Mudgee enjoying the festival in the main street. Track 7, heading New Local Census Data. Trends and changes revealed. 2021 census data has been released from the Australian Bureau of Statistics to reveal key changes in the region's population and demographics over the last 5 years. Since 2016, the region's population has increased 6.8%, an additional 1,637 people, to 25,713. The number of families in the region has increased 11.9%, 723 families, to 6,800. The number of standalone houses in the region has increased 10%, an additional 806 houses, to 8,811. The region's median weekly household income has increased 31% to $1,486, whilst the median monthly mortgage repayment has increased 2.5% to $1,733. Median weekly rent in the region has increased 22% to $330. A small image taken from above via a drone shows a residential area within Mudgee Township, featuring mostly established homes with red-tiled roofs and leafy gardens. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Prepare for smoke testing. Council will be undertaking smoke testing in parts of the region next month. Smoke testing of sewerage systems is a technique council utilises to detect cracks, leaks or faulty connections that allow rainwater to enter the wastewater treatment plant. The process involves pumping non-toxic, odourless smoke into the sewer system during dry weather. If council is testing in your area, you will receive a notice in your mailbox. Bushfire Recovery Grants. Funding is now available for community park projects as part of Round 2 of the Bushfire Community Recovery and Resilience Fund, or BCRRF. The grants are provided to not-for-profit organisations or individual applicants to support community recovery following the 2019-20 bushfires. More details and applications via Council's website. Library Author Visit. Join 3 prominent Australian authors, Annie Seaton, Fiona MacArthur and Darry Fraser, at the beautiful Puttabucca House on Sunday the 11th of September, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Hosted by the library, this in-conversation style event will be facilitated by Jenny Nicholson. Tickets $40 each with afternoon tea included. Book online at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. August Town Hall Cinema. Lightyear rated PG, Elvis rated M, and Top Gun Maverick rated M will hit the big screen this month on the 5th, 6th and 7th of August. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior, from $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Notify planned burns. Are you planning a burn-off on your property? You must first do the following to minimise fire risk. Check whether it is a total fire ban or no burn day. Notify your neighbours and the Kajigong District Fire Control Centre at least 24 hours prior and obtain any necessary approvals. Have appropriate firefighting equipment on hand and monitor the fire until it is completely extinguished. For more details, visit rfs.nsw.gov.au/notify. Priority weed, fireweed. There has been an increased appearance of fireweed, Senecio senecio, Madagascariensis, madagascariensis, throughout the region, particularly on Ulan Road, Mudgee. Fireweed reduces productivity, is poisonous to livestock, and can be difficult to control. Each plant can produce up to 18,000 seeds and can spread via wind and animals. Contact Council's Weeds team for more information on 6378 2935. That's 6378 2935. Wallah Road complete. The most recent stage of Wallah Road upgrades, including road sealing and line marking, will be finalised over coming weeks. Temporary speed limits have been removed and traffic can now travel this road with no interruptions. The road has been made significantly safer with the realignment of two dangerous curves as part of the 3-year road safety upgrade. Track 9, heading Conserving Our Local Heritage, funding available. Application for Council's local heritage grants are now open. The grants are available to assist with small maintenance and conservation projects for significant buildings listed in local heritage conservation areas. Application can be made for minor repairs and maintenance, such as external painting, roofing, restoration of timber windows and awning replacements, across heritage sites in the region. Grants between $1,500 and $5,000 are available, with matched funding to be provided by the applicant. Any proposed works are to obtain appropriate approvals, and applicants are required to supply 2 quotes for the proposed work. Council currently recognises more than 450 individually listed heritage items and 4 heritage conservation areas in the Midwestern region. Applications close 2nd of September. For more information and to apply, visit Council's website at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/heritage-grants. Pictured at right is a 2-storey sandstone home with white timber balustrades and balcony veranda. The home is located in Ralston, New South Wales. Track 10, heading, track your water consumption with Your Water. Have you signed up for Your Water? Monitor and track your daily water consumption and detect leaks in real time with Council's Smart Water Meter Portal. Along with daily data on the amount of water being used in the home, customers can review water charges and set up email and SMS alerts to notify of possible water leaks and high consumption periods. Monitor your water consumption anywhere, anytime. Save water, save money, and register for free at yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You'll be prompted to provide some personal details and information found on your latest water notice. At left is shown a customer using a laptop to access Your Water Smart Water Meter Portal. The screen displays the home page where the user can view water consumption, log in, or sign up. Track 11, heading. Mudgee Arts Precinct launches new exhibition. Mudgee Arts Precinct's latest exhibition, Mating Dance by Anna Willie Highfield, was unveiled last month and will be open until the 26th of September. The exhibition celebrates Australia's principal dancing bird, the brolga, and features unique sculptures sewn from waxed cotton of the Australian native birds suspended like marionettes. The exhibition is accompanied by an original sound composition by composer Brie Van Reyk, BrEeVanReyk, which will intermittently join the dancing birds with instrumentals inspired by the brolga's bold trumpeting. Anna Willie studied fine art at the National Art School in Sydney and worked for many years as a scenic artist for Opera Australia before establishing herself independently as a practicing artist. Mudgee Arts Precinct is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry is free. The brolga sculpture featured in the exhibition is shown in the image at right. It is made from white, black and red waxed cotton. Track 12, heading your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 63782850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407225285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403995533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407234849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428670905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407246381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403156405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407208730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428740226 and 63740226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. The speed limit on Puttabucka Road, Mudgee, has now changed from 80 kilometres an hour to 60 kilometres an hour. The existing 50 kilometres an hour zone on Puttabucka Road via Castlereagh Highway remains, with the speed limit change in force from the end of this zone through to Henry Lawson Drive. The speed zone reduction was introduced by Transport for New South Wales following a safety review requested by council and community members. For more information, visit www.saferroadsnewsouthwales.com.au. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Careers on Council's website. Invest. Council has provided more than $10,000 to support local events in our region, including $500 to Mudgee Bridge Club for the 2022 Mudgee Bridge Club Congress in November, $2,500 to the 2022 New South Wales PSSA Boys Softball Championships in August, and $2,000 for the 2022 Candos Street Machine. Mudgee Golgong Wolves FC and Mudgee Race Club each received $2,000 as part of multi-year funding for their events, as well as support for Golgong Swap Meet, Kajigong Cruises and Mudgee Junior Rugby League. Visit. September is Mudgee's annual Wine and Food Month. The event is now one of New South Wales' longest-running wine and food festivals and features a diverse range of events, including tastings, trivia, dinners and more. A variety of signature events will take place over the month, along with the unique winery experiences ranging from food and wine pairing to special tastings, platters and tasting flights. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, August to September. 5th to the 7th of August, Town Hall Cinema at Madgee Town Hall. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 17th of August, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Madgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 20th of August, Gulgong Polacross Carnival at Pony Club Grounds, Gulgong. Competition horse sport played across all grades and divisions. A fun day out for the whole family. 21st of August, Madgee Running Festival. The annual event includes a marathon, half marathon, 5 kilometre and 10 kilometre fun runs, all held on the one day. Jumping castle, massage service, food and drinks. 1st to the 30th of September, Madgee Wine and Food Month at various venues. A variety of events including twilight tasting, go tasting, wine trivia, meet the maker, go grazing and flavours of Madgee. 24th of September, Flavours of Madgee at Church and Market Streets, the region's biggest food and wine street festival from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. More than 60 stall holders offering wine, food and more. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook, follow at Choose Madgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or PO Box 156, Madgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for August 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reid.